You're listening to a podcast on the DCT Audio Network. This is the Kettle's Always On podcast in partnership with the Thames Valley Police Men's Forum. Thank you for downloading this edition of the programme. I do hope you enjoy it. In late September 2022, I was fortunate enough to be invited by the Thames Valley Police Men's Forum to a wellness event held at the Swan Hotel, situated on the banks of the River Thames in Streatley. The purpose of the day-long event was to bring police officers, staff and their families together to explore their own well-being and how they can better live their lives and come to a better place through nutrition, yoga, structured breathing, meditation and cold water immersion. So join us now as I talk to the chair of the Thames Valley Police Men's Forum by the banks of the River Thames. So I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Stuart Codlin, who's a Chief Inspector with the Thames Valley Police, who's overseeing the events today at the hotel. Stuart, perhaps you could just give us a brief overview of your service so far.
I joined West Yorkshire Police back in 97. My term was about 4 years at Halifax before I transferred down to Thames Valley when my father, at 51, he had cancer, which spread very quickly, and before I could transfer down, actually, he passed away. But that led to me being down here. Started at Oxford in 2001 on the burglary team, and then a bit of a detective career for about 7 or 8 years. Before I got promoted to skipper, decided to chance my arm on the armed response unit, so got a bit operational for a time, and then promoted again to the force incident manager role in the control room. So that was 2017, went into there for just over 4 years, and then last year promoted to chief inspector in charge of a neighbourhood policing programme, looking at professionalising our neighbourhood policing across the whole of Thames Valley.
Bit of a difference between a FIM and neighbourhood policing.
You could say, and I think it's taken me a bit of time to get used to, you know, as a FIM, you've got 4 minutes, you've got 3 minutes, 30 seconds to make a decision and collapse in time frames and get on and make a decision. The programme has been a bit of an eye-opener in terms of how that kind of project world works, and a conversation that might go on for a couple of months before a decision is made. So yes, a bit of a steep learning curve over the last 6-7 months.
Okay, so we're at the Swan Hotel today in Berkshire with the Curtis Palmer programme. So how did you get involved with them?
I got put on a team in Newbury for a period of time with Damien Isherwood. So I got to know Ish. We were both skippers on the same team, and when he was heavily involved in the Pilgrim Bandits, and then that progressed to the Curtis Palmer programme. And I suppose it was just a little bit of seeing what he did, seeing the support that officers got from the programme. And then at the start of COVID, he came up with this idea of a virtual online breathing course with Sam and Miranda, the Breath Connection. And his fear of cold water, because part of it involves cold water, meant that he didn't want to do it. So he said, would you mind running this
course? Hey, hang on, this guy's an ex-commando, isn't he?
It's, I think, cold water and anything over 30 degrees. He's just like, he doesn't like it. But he asked me if I would run the course. That was nearly 2 years ago now. We ran the first course and it just took off from there. So we got more referrals through from our welfare department that we worked with, and also direct to Ish or to me. So we've gone from strength to strength.
It seems to tie in. I know you're the chairman now of the Thames Valley Police Men's Forum, and it's a nice little partnership that you seem to be developing there.
It's allowed me to bring that Curtis Palmer programme into a wider audience across Thames Valley Police. The Men's Forum is all about supporting men specifically, but we'll help anyone. Our mission statement is supporting anyone with suffering from any challenge, so we kind of try and keep that broad, and it's about blokes hopefully seeing that there's a bloke on the end of a phone or a Teams call or anything that will be able to listen and understand what they're going through. In using that forum to, I suppose, create a bit more exposure for the Curtis Palmer program has allowed me to spread the word of what Curtis Palmer is all about.
Well, part of today is obviously looking after officers' well-being, but it also affects their families and children. And I suppose the message today is that Curtis Palmer isn't just for the officers, but their families as well, and often they're forgotten about.
Ish and I have spoken a lot about this element and looking across certainly the support networks that are available in Thames Valley Police and maybe other forces, focusing heavily on the individuals, the officers and staff, and that understanding that my wife deals with all of the stuff that I bring back. She deals with the fact that there is stuff I won't talk about. She deals with some of my angst and some of my concerns, and so do my children. So today, and allowing us to invite partners and children and friends, really, I think has enabled us to reach that group to show that we are a bit more than just about the individual officers. And I think for the officers and staff themselves, hopefully they will see that in us reaching out to their families, we're providing them that bit of extra support.
Amy's husband, Lawrence, is a serving police officer with Thames Valley Police. Perhaps you just tell us a little bit about Loz.
Loz was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer 2 years ago. It was obviously a huge, huge shock. And I think he dealt with it as you would expect. Definitely he was becoming more and more low and low in mood. Unfortunately, he came across the Curtis Palmer programme and most definitely helped him and the whole family by keeping, I suppose it's like a coping mechanism really. It was like he changed overnight from that first weekend. He went to Skerne Lodge and it was like he came back a different person. And I think that's helped all of us as a family, because it's meant by him remaining mentally well, it's given us the strength to support him and as a family. It is really, really difficult. It's a really difficult time, and I think it would be even more difficult, most definitely it would be more difficult if Lawrence wasn't coping as well. By climbing up these mountains and doing all these challenges that he does, it really helps all of us. And the children, they've come along and joined in.
Literally, they've just come along. Here
they
are.
Come along now, yeah. You've joined in, haven't you, with some of the mountain climbing?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you get news like this, not only does it affect Loz, but it does affect the rest of the family, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely, it does. And I think the Curtis Palmer programme has brought so much to each of the children individually. I mean, Jacob, our eldest, he was able to go along to Norway, and I think it's great because he's, you know, he was around so many inspirational people, really good role models, and I could see a change in Jacob. Sammy, he's been on lots of the walks. They've done the Penny Fan, and he went to Skerne Lodge as well a few weeks ago. And I do think it is a really difficult time for all of us, and by doing these things, really helpful. And definitely, you know, we certainly have dark days. I would say more recently we've had some more bad news, and Lawrence, I could see him slipping again. But all I could think was, thank goodness he's got he was going up to the Lake District with some of the Curtis Palmer crew, and honestly, he's come back a different person. It's just like therapy for him. And again, you know, those few days before he went, they were difficult, really difficult days, which we're always going to get, but it came at a really good time.
Yeah. And I suppose if Loz is feeling better in himself, then that kind of makes the family feel better in themselves.
It absolutely does, yeah. I always feel, you know, I'm helpless and powerless, and when he and myself are having those dark days, it's so good to know that Lawrence, he always has to have something planned. He always has something in the pipeline, something coming up, and that keeps him going 100%. And it's good for him physically as well. and great for the kids to see, you know, oh, my dad's pushing himself, he's doing all these challenges, helping raise some money, you know, it's great, really helpful.
Amy, her husband and their family have shown great resilience, but just because someone can make carrying a weight look easy doesn't mean to say that it isn't heavy. And as Amy has said, they all have their dark days. Miranda Bailey of The Breath Connection got the day started with some meditation and mindfulness, which helped people like Amy and Loz live a better life.
It's a series of seven exercises that are designed to release held tension. I've always been really interested in how the body holds tension. So we often say on our breathwork sessions, we feel that you're a walking library of everything that you've ever encountered. The body has responded to the events that you've experienced in a certain way. And the more that we understand tension and trauma, often we recognise that it began in childhood. Our response to tension and trauma began in childhood. And the brain and the body learn a pattern of responding to then subsequent events of trauma or stress, basically. So the brain has got a response, and the muscles have got a response, and obviously they're connected. So this series of exercises is designed to help you release some of that.
I'm delighted to be joined by Helen Barnett. We're here at the Swan at Streatley in Berkshire. Helen's been a long supporter of the Curtis Palmer programme and has taken part in many events. Part of today's programme is looking at structured breathing and cold water immersion through the Breath Connection company run by Sam and Miranda. Helen, you got into breath work initially, probably about 2 and a bit years ago now, but it wasn't for you initially, was it?
No, I found when started the quite aggressive sort of Wim Hof style of breathing, I didn't get on with it at all, Dave. It sort of made me very anxious, and without realising, I think it sort of connected to the incidents that I'd been involved in and the trauma that was in me, and that when I was injured, sort of, I think what happened was the breath was knocked out of me, and it kind of reconnected with those sort of subconscious hidden memories that were inside me. So it just generated a lot of anxiety, which is obviously not what it's all about. It's, you know, it's the opposite effect, really. And so, bless them, I told Sam and Miranda, you know, how it was making me feel, and they were amazing. And they kind of went away from that quite aggressive kind of style and a more sort of relaxed, calmer sort of type of breathing. Me personally, I do my sort of breath work very slow, and that really works for me. And I know everybody's different, but it was quite an interesting thing that it sort of brought up for me personally.
It's a good point you raise, isn't it? And breath work, you know, we hyperventilate when we get stressed, and when we do cold water, we use breath to calm ourselves. It's strange that the same thing, the breath, can cause both stress and release stress.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Dave. And another thing that Miranda introduced for me was nasal breathing. So I think I was historically through my whole life got an over-breather through my mouth. And the nasal breathing has been fantastic as well for sort of calming my anxiety. And she introduced me to taping my mouth at night so that I had to breathe through my nose. And all these things have been very, very therapeutic for me, and calming me. And rather than, I think I used exercise, I think I've spoken to you before about using exercise a lot as a coping mechanism. So these are some really sort of nurturing, therapeutic sort of different coping mechanisms that have been really helpful to me.
And how do you find the cold water? How does that help you?
Yeah, so the cold water, I find it, I do, to be honest, it's uncomfortable when that cold water hits you. It's really, but that is part of the process, isn't it? That shock response. And I just find it just sort of kind of makes you realise that you can do it, you can get in the cold water. And then once I've done it, it's just an amazing feeling when you come out, that, you know, it's really calming. And just really therapeutic again, just from that sort of uncomfortable experience of the cold, you know, and then you become more used to the, you know, cold, and you know, it is really beneficial.
Curtis Palmer program, it's not just about the people involved with it, but it's their families as well. I think you've got your son Ben with you today, haven't you? How's he finding it?
Yeah, so Ben, he's really into the breath work and the cold water, and he does it religiously, you know, and he's a great big, you know, big fan of it all. You know, it's helped him enormously, and it's lovely to, you know, see, he's obviously been there through my journey, and, you know, as he was a little boy when these incidents happened, and now he's a grown man, and it's just lovely to see he's involved with the Curtis Palmer program as well, and so he's benefiting from it. And it, I think I'm really passionate about, you know, that the families are affected, aren't they? All our families are affected by the job that we do, and to sort of give back to them and include them, I think, is really important. So, yes.
It is a really important point you raise, isn't it? Because, you know, the member of the family can be going through trauma as a result of something, the police work that they've experienced, but we tend to forget about the family around them, don't we?
We do, and it's only recently Ben was talking in front of me to somebody from the Curtis Palm program, I can't remember who it was, but he can remember as a four-year-old, my mum getting the phone call that I'd been shot, you know. So, if, you know, he's four, he's nearly 32 now. So, but, you know, that's one tiny part of how his life's been impacted by what happened to me. And so it's that ripple effect out, isn't it? You know, not just the person who's, you know, injured or traumatised or whatever it, it's the family members that, you know, it's a lifelong thing, really. And that's why I'm such a fan of the Curtis Palmer program. It's just embracing that you know, that the holistic, the whole approach, you know, all the family members, it's so important.
It's cold water, so it's not that cold this time of year, but what's going to happen when your body goes in, you're going to start to overbreathe, and the natural reaction is to open your mouth and go, and then what you'll start to do is lose control of your breath. So what we're going to do is, as you mindfully get in the water, it's all a mindful exercise, we're going to slow the breath down, and we do that by breathing through the nose, even, I don't know how hard this might seem, breathing through the nose, and then controlling the breath out, breathing out through the mouth, but extending the exhale. So as you start to lower your body into the water, you start to slow the, as you start to speed the breath up, slow it down. As your body starts to naturally start to want to take more oxygen in, slow the breath down, keep slowing it down by breathing in through the nose.
Cold water can be a real shock to the system. So as you get into the cold water, your blood vessels are going to constrict. So your blood capacity reduces, but your heart rate goes up considerably. So that's a bit of a paradox. You know, you want to be mindful of how that feels, and to immerse into the water in a manageable way. So don't just dump yourself in there, then your breath's going to get all out of sync, and your heart rate's going to go up, and we just don't want anybody to be unsafe. So if you, as you get in, we're hoping that you'll only go in up to your waist. The rest of your body, use your breath to manage your immersion. So breathing in through the nose, out through a long exhale, will lower your heart rate as you immerse, and do that mindfully. Once you're in, we do invite you. You can swim if that feels okay, but if you just choose to stand, then we invite you to get the back of your neck, the top of your neck cold. When you get this part of your body cold, your own internal production of cannabinoids and endorphins increases. They are calmative, they are anti-inflammatory.
Okay, nice and easy. Okay, now it's quite, you're getting a bit of a drop there. You are, it is a bit. Okay. Go that way, yeah, that's easier, yeah. And lower yourself in, you'll be able to feel it then. So when you're ready, just keep your breath, that's it. It's not too cold this time of year, it's nice. That's it, brilliant.
Well, I'm delighted to welcome back some very welcome guests, Miranda Bailey and Sam Murray of the Breath Connection, who have had numerous links with the Curtis Palmer programme over the last couple of years, and were kind of the morning after the day before. It was a brilliant day yesterday. Miranda, what were the highlights for you?
Oh, where do I start? I think we're really big on the word connection, and so the ability just to drop in and meet all of these people who we've met virtually previously and meet their family, really see the impact that the practices that we've taught them over the years, how that's, it brings us all together. It was just lovely to meet everybody in person and to spend the time talking. It felt, we sat at the end of the day and said, it's like having a big extended family. It's a beautiful thing.
I think of all the things that you do and of all the things that Curtis Palmer do, I think the structured breathing in the cold water has probably been the most, certainly the most popular and probably the most impactive as well.
Yes, we had some lovely feedback this week that somebody said, having done the 10-day course with us, the breathwork and the cold water, that in their 10 years of dealing with PTSD, it's the one thing that had made a significant difference. And that is so wonderful to hear. And obviously so brilliant for them living their life, without question.
And coupled with the breathing is the cold water. Sam, you had them all in the River Thames yesterday. Not the River Thames that we think of in London, but it's a beautiful setting here in Streatley, isn't it? How was that for you?
Absolutely amazing. Like Miranda said, when we see them on screen, we do connect with them, but there's nothing like that in-person connection. And then getting their kids in and getting their families in and seeing the joy on their faces and connecting them with water, cold water, it's such a powerful thing that I love, and to get them in together as a family, seeing them all connecting in the water was just a dream come true. Perfect way to finish the day, really.
Well, they say there's no coincidences in life. You've been with the Curtis Palmer programme pretty much from its beginning and your beginning. So how did you get involved with it?
Well, actually, we talked about this yesterday. So my connection, ex-Royal Marine, and Damien Isherwood, ex-Army Commando. So there's the link. And the beautiful Helen Barnett, who Ish said to Helen, come on one of our retreats, Curtis Palmer retreats. And then he said, do you know anyone who does breath work? And she went, funnily enough, I know of a man who's just into his breath work. And that's how I went and joined in Snowdonia and spent 3 days with him all breathing and up in the mountains and getting him in the river at the end of the day. That's how I got involved.
And I was talking to Helen yesterday and she was saying, and she was paying you both kudos actually, at how initially her breathing brought back the anxieties of the trauma that she'd suffered. But between the three of you, you kind of worked out a method which kind of alleviated that, and it's probably a system that you now use today.
Yes, actually Helen was instrumental in the evolution of our breathing technique. So I met Sam at the same time that I met Helen, and I knew that Sam was working with the Wim Hof method with Helen, and that was bringing on some of her trauma. So over the next few weeks, obviously as Sam and I were developing the breath connection, we were exploring ways that we could devise a technique that would help to really bring down the stress response. So she was an integral part of the dynamic breathing that we do today. And she was, Helen just grabs everything with both hands. She's a phenomenal human and she worked consistently. She went from a place of very high anxiety on a daily basis to really working with her breath to get to that place where she says that she doesn't really feel anxiety anymore. She senses it coming on and she's able to use her breathing to bring that right down. So she was absolutely a huge part of where we are today.
One of the other things that you did was an input on nutrition, which I think most people found fascinating. How important is nutrition in our daily lives?
Well, I would say it's fundamental. I think that all of the things that we work with, so breath work, cold water, good nutrition, and the power of being in the now, trying to be in the now, they are all really pillars of good health and well-being. So nutrition, it's so easy actually to get it wrong. If you're time poor or you're energy poor, it can be really easy to get your diet wrong. But with a few tweaks, which is hopefully what we demonstrated yesterday, you can bring in some really nutrient-rich foods that are easy to put together and will support your health and resolution of symptoms if you have them.
Well, you've got your own company, the Breath earth connection, and you do retreats and all sorts of things, wonderful things. As the Curtis Palmer program goes forward on its own journey and maintains the relationship, the partnership with the Breath Connection, how do you see the future?
Just going from strength to strength. And actually, thanks to the Curtis Palmer program, really, you know, they've given us their faith, their support, which has given us the time to really focus on fine-tuning all the things that we do. So a big thanks to the Curtis Palmer program. And we see we see our future as getting breathwork to as many people as we can, not just the emergency services, veterans, but the whole world, really. That's where I see. So yeah, we just want to get it out to everyone.
Then, and thanks to the Curtis Palmer program, they have committed or signed us up to do another 6 courses with them over the next 12 months, which is a fantastic thing because of the way that they offer it. Some people obviously aren't able to drop on the next one that is being rolled out, but this way people can elect where they come in on a 10-day breathing course. And we've just had such powerful results. We're keen to run those over the next 12 months. So we can't thank them enough. They have absolutely, we said it yesterday, they've been so much a part of our evolution, supported us financially, but also that investment in the belief in us has been huge. So yeah, big thanks to Ish and to Stuart Codling and for everybody that's ever come through the program. It's phenomenal. And to Curtis Palmer himself, yeah, the family of Curtis Palmer, we want to say thank you.
The rest of the day is going to be a bit of nutrition with Miranda, so we'll do that. Before we did that, I just wanted to say something about my mate over in the corner, who has not only given me support and the strength to get on with stuff and sort stuff out, but I think it's fair to say this is a driving force behind so much of what we're doing, not just here today, but the weekends, the Norway excursions, the whole Curtis Palmer program. And again, say his name very proudly, following on from Curtis and the strength that Curtis showed, has just been and continues to be an absolute inspiration. Now, this is slightly off the Curtis Palmer program because I'm also, my wife is thrilled with this, I'm also the chair of Thames Valley Police Men's Forum. Now, that's a forum that we kind of try and look out for blokes, because I don't know, ladies, if you've spotted, but us men aren't always the best at talking about shit and, you know, opening up and discussing things. So the men's forum is there to hopefully reach out to guys who might be struggling from any challenge whatsoever. And it's from that forum that I come today, because we've introduced something where we want to recognise individuals across the force who go above and beyond, and I genuinely mean above and beyond, in supporting men across Thames Valley Police, but not just Thames Valley Police in Ish's point. Actually, it's Dorset, it's other police forces, it's the military, it's any emergency service there is going. So I've had some beautiful pens made, carved out of wood, and turned by one of our own staff, superintendent that works down in Bracknell. And Ish, if you come up, I would like to present you with this pen that Thames Valley Police Men's Forum would like to give to you in acknowledgement for everything you do. And if I can read this quick citation, the Executive Committee of the Men's Forum decided to present a small token of thanks on behalf of all the men of Thames Valley Police to those identified as being someone who goes above and beyond in supporting others who've got issues. I'm honoured to say, Ish, you're the first recipient of our award. You've been involved with the Curtis Palmer programme for a number of years, and you've driven the efforts of that programme, supporting over 300 people. You've run a number of annual events, such as the Norway Expedition, giving us space and the environment in which we can listen, discuss, and move forward. You created this collaboration with the Breath Connection, which allowed us to continue through the pandemic, which is truly original and truly innovative. The energy, commitment, passion, and selflessness that you have demonstrated is an inspiration to us as a group, and I'm sure it will act as a catalyst for many officers and staff as they seek to get better. We, I hope this small gesture of our appreciation as we thank you sincerely for your kindness, your compassion and your care. So, Ish, please come up. It's it's a pen carved out of walnut. And I know, and I was hoping she was going to be here, that that's not possible without all the patience and care that your wife brings as well. So the men of Thames Valley Police would like to give this to Jo to say thank you to her for allowing us to have you.
Whenever you come to Codders, you always feel like you're a young child. Like I'm 6'2" and I feel like a child every time I say that. Thanks very much. I've got a sheet note.
Perhaps it is only fitting to mention the man whose name inspired the Curtis Palmer programme. The programme was formed in 2019 after PC Curtis Palmer. Curtis was terminally ill with a brain tumour but wanted to do a parachute jump as part of his bucket list. Co-CEO Gary Jones organised a wonderful day where Curtis completed his parachute jump in front of his family and friends. Sadly, shortly afterwards, Curtis passed away. The Curtis Palmer programme was formed as a living testament to Curtis's humour, selflessness and inspirational bravery.